Hallelujah. God is calling for honesty, purity. In chapter 1 of Malachi, which I read last week, and the Lord said, don't offer me polluted bread. And in 1 and 6, he said, you honor your father and you honor your master. He said, where is my honor? Where is my fear? And this is what he gave me. I've come to correct this tonight. Give honor to whom honor is due. Romans 13:7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. 13, let us walk honestly as in the day. And he talked about them, he said, they were bringing their blind and sick animals when they had good animals. I'm going to repeat. The Lord said they were bringing blind and sick animals to offer as sacrifice when they had good, healthy animals. He said, you are bringing blind and sick animals or your worst or casual service, not thoroughly accurate and sincere in your worship. And then he said, if you take this to the governor, that's what it says in Malachi, if you take this to the governor, would the governor receive it? And of course, you know the answer is no. He said, would your employer continue allowing you to work if you are not pulling your share of the load? As I told Israel in verse 10, I'm not pleased with you. That's not to everybody and everything. Everybody say, check yourself. Tell your neighbor, say, check yourself. Because I'm checking mine. Say, check yourself, because I'm checking mine. He's saying to CFC, to you, and to me, in some things I am not pleased with you. I've not come to condemn, but to bring correction. Receive it by faith, for what is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. You profess to know me, but then we go to Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. He said, repent, turn, and get it right tonight. Malachi 1:11. Jesus was telling them, he said, I wish you just go on and shut the door. He says, from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But he's going on and say, but you profane my name. Now, the Lord is speaking to me. Say to me, you know what he's talking to you about. I know what he's talking to me about. And if you don't know, say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Amen? Don't take it with condemnation. Don't take it with offense. Just listen to God and straighten up where you need to straighten up. Amen? Amen. I was here a little bit in choir rehearsal, and San Cristo was saying, no, no, stop, because they weren't doing it right. God is saying, no, no, stop those things that you are not doing right. Let's get it together. He said, I call this church forth to be a light to the nations, not just CFC. The power of oneness, coming together in unity and love and peace and joy and being obedient to the call of God. Amen. Amen. Listen to what he said in chapter 2, because this is what I asked Bishop about. Determine to be that perfect man or woman, furnished unto what? Every good work. Thoroughly, completely, nothing missing, nothing lacking. Doing all that you know to do with the zeal and vigor of a ninja warrior. You think they climb those walls and do all of that stuff by just halfway doing it? Not showing up to practice? Deciding they're too tired to go to practice today? God is calling for some ninja warriors. Amen. And verse 1, and now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts. Read, is it up? It's not up. I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Tell your neighbor, say, See, he's not cursing mine. See, he's not going to get a chance to curse mine. Because I'm tightening up. No loose screws. Nothing undone. Hallelujah. I've cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart. And so he is saying to us now, let's get it tight. Let's get it together. Let's do what God says to do. Every one of us has a calling, a specific calling that's unique to us. And then all of those calling coming together makes for a mighty army of God. That's how you can have a praise team. Everybody has their part to sing. Makes for a powerful singing, choir, ushers, whatever else it is. Learn your part and get busy doing that all the time. Don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself as unimportant. Don't count yourself as unnecessary. Just find out what you're supposed to do and get busy doing it all the time. Say all the time. Say all the time. Say, I will not have God bless a curse my blessing. And if you need to repent before God, that's between you and God. I was studying this, and Lord, I repent. But this is where I was headed last week. What I was trying to avoid tonight, but I'm not going to avoid it. Let's look at verse 11. And Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord, which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange God. And here the Lord spoke to me last week, and I wrote down what he said. And that strange God, for many people, is government assistance. I'm not speaking against government assistance. I draw Social Security every month, came in today in the bank. Amen. But what he is saying is, don't make that your God, even your job. Amen. Don't make that your God. Take the help you need when you need it. If you lie to get on it, the Holy Ghost will tell you how to get off it. Now, I'm just speaking the truth. If you brought up and your mama told you, now you go down there and act a fool, and they'll put you on it, and you've been acting the same fool all your life. God is serious now. God is serious now. We're not poking fun at anybody. We're not condemning anybody. Don't feel condemned if that dude, that's the devil. God said, I have come to bring correction. I have come to bless your blessing. I've come for you to make Jesus your Lord. And as you pray to the Holy Father, he'll tell you what you need to do. You wouldn't have made it without the assistance. I mean, one trip to the doctor, $50,000. You need that. But don't settle for that. To God, if a man, one man, can buy a $72 million house and a $14 million house at the same time, I don't know whether he knows God or not, but I'm telling you, my God is richer than that. Amen. So I'm here, Lord, but I desire to be here. And that's on your job. You've settled for that job, been working on that job for 30 years. I worked on that job for 30 years. Never did really get promotions. They just moved me up, but there was no increase. Amen. Settled.